Good morning. It's 6:25 on July 1st, 2012. Happy July. Probably should have started with rabbit rabbit or something equally inane, but I didn't. Yeah, Sunday morning. It's gorgeous. It's gorgeous. There's a little bit of smoke in the air, not a lot. You can see the red haze on the horizon this morning in the photograph. I'm pretty sure that's smoke. Just from the way that it looks. Yesterday's food diary was interesting, and in the process I discovered a food and fitness logging program that's online. I didn't try to put it on my phone. So my calorie goal, according to that, shooting for 175 pounds, is 2,200 calories a day. And it uses food categories from the USDA's My Plate program to establish what kinds of foods I should be eating. And I was a little short on calories yesterday because of the diary. If I couldn't measure it, if I couldn't at least estimate how much of it I was eating, or didn't know what the calorie count was, I didn't eat it. So that cut down a lot on snacking yesterday, but it underscored something as the day wore on. It underscored something really important, and that's I'm not getting enough dairy. Now, this is kind of an issue because dairy is really calcium. And by not getting enough dairy, and I have not been getting enough dairy for years, I may be doing some damage to my bone structure. So yesterday, I did a bunch of research. And what I need to do is figure out how I'm going to get 5 cups of vegetable in me a day. I did pretty well yesterday. Not great, but pretty well. I covered at least 50%, if not 80%, of the 4 basic food groups: grains, vegetables, dairy, and protein. So we'll have to see how well I do today. I need to go to the grocery store this afternoon and play in the vegetable aisle, play in the produce aisle. I need to find some vegetable I can snack on that's not going to require me to do things like dip it in ranch dressing in order to get it past my nose. I have some carrots in the fridge that I need to retire. They're a little bit gone by. But I really do like baby carrots. So a snack of baby carrots. And these are not really baby carrots, they're the carrot cuts. They're actually full-size carrots that have been carved down to be little finger-sized morsels. And I do like those. I like them particularly well dipped in ranch, but I need to look and see what salsa does, because I think celery and salsa would be an interesting mid-afternoon snack. Writing all morning, I don't get a chance to eat much. I have to make sure I get breakfast in me, which is good. Yesterday I went with the Raisin Toast and peanut butter, which looked like it had an awful lot of calories. It was 300 and something calories, 340 or 350 calories. 220 of them were the bread. But 170. Now, so it must have been more than that. 170 of them were peanut butter, which turned out to be about 2 ounces of protein. So of my 6.5 ounces of protein yesterday, I got a third of them from 2 tablespoons of peanut butter, which was the serving size, which was really quite cool. I was able to put a tablespoon of peanut butter on each piece of bread, and it made a very nice breakfast. I avoided the sugary cereal and neglected to put on my oatmeal last night. I really do need to get that oatmeal thing going again, because oatmeal would be a good grain, and it's going to have a better profile in terms of what I eat. So expect me to talk a lot about food in the next week or so while I work on this journal, this food diary, and manage my eating a little bit better. I did have fruit yesterday. I had an orange and a banana, so I had some fresh fruit, which was actually, between the two of them, most of my daily allotted my daily allotment. I basically, because I had to write it down and I didn't want to write down that I'd eaten junk, I basically avoided anything that I didn't want to appear in the diary. So doing the diary is actually probably going to be one of the better things that I've done besides walking every morning in terms of managing my food intake. So I have to remember to weigh in next Saturday. I weighed in this morning, but it's not really, you know, doesn't really matter. It's up and down. A pound or two a day is not too unusual, and I really need to see what it looks like next Saturday after a week, particularly after a week of cookouts, because 4th of July is on Wednesday. I'm going to be, I grilled pork chops last night, and that was quite a slug, but it wasn't as much as I thought. The recommendation is also to eat fish at least twice a week. So finding ways to eat fish where I'm really the only one in the family that likes fish. So how do I deal with cooking this stuff? On the grill, it's not too bad. I can get a few salmon fillets, put them in the fridge. Salmon steaks. Salmon's good fish, and I can grill it when I grill the chicken or the chops or whatever it is that I make for the kids. And my wife likes salmon, so we'll see how alternating salmon with chicken works. The kids love to eat grilled chicken. They'll eat grilled chicken anytime I want to cook it, they'll eat it. They're not too big on pork chops. They're not too big on, really not big on steak, which is just as well. I shouldn't be quite so big on steak myself. So, part of the getting organized. We'll see how this all works out. See, am I still recording? I seem to be. See, 11 minutes. I forgot to turn on Endomondo again this morning. It's something I've got to get into my routine so that I can, in fact, track it. It was good to know that I was averaging about 18 and a half to 19 minutes a mile. That was the consistent finding, which is a good rate for fitness benefit. And 40 minutes a day, which is 2 miles at 20 miles a minute, 20 minutes a mile, is a good number. So, yeah, this portion of my day is doing what I needed to do. Toss in couple of lawn mowings a week, and we get some good health benefit from just that level of exercise. Now, if I were to walk 3 miles a day, I might get a little better. That would mean an extra 20 minutes. So the hour that I now take to walk and podcast would go to probably an hour and 20, an hour and 15 at least, because it takes me 10 or 15 minutes to get things unloaded when I get home. Now, from a practical standpoint, that's not quite true. The actual work itself is quite small in terms of putting the podcast, rendering it, editing it, tagging it, and putting it on the server. And that effort is really quite small. So the big challenge would be to find a path that lets me do 3 miles without having to walk, retrace steps, or walk where it's real noisy and unpleasant. So, something to think about. Maybe I'll split the difference into 2.5 miles. That would give me an extra 10 minutes a day walking. But, it's like, why mess with success? This is working. So, while there is a certain part of me that says I should probably see about maybe pushing that up, the doctor actually mentioned pushing it up. The reality is, maybe not. Maybe what I really need to do is focus more on the food diary and containing the grazing, which is killing my calorie intake. Okay, so enough food. Zyphirius call. I added 15,000 words to it yesterday. The approach I'm taking is to focus on editing, focus on working my hours, my 9 to noon. And yesterday it was actually 8:30. Yeah, it was 9 to noon. It was 8:30 to 12, but I had to take a little break in there for half an hour to deal with some stuff in the house. So I did my 3 hours. I got 15,000 words added to the story. I've got it in the hands of some early beta readers who've offered me some interesting insight. The early pages, the new ones that I've just written, are being very well received. The transitional pages are a little rocky, in part because I haven't really taken advantage of the new situation with the companion to really keep that companion on the page, to use the interaction with that companion to help enrich the understanding that Tanith is coming to help the reader understand Tanith's fears more. There's definitely a feeling of tension in this book in terms of how Tanith feels about the changes in her and how she's not real sure what's happening, and that makes her very uneasy. But I've got an artifact, a tag on her as a character that I'm not taking advantage of. I'm not using to its full advantage. I need to go back and address that. I also missed a bet on providing some insight into the world building when I failed to do something with a companion that I said I was going to do early on. And when they got to the city, they didn't do it. Or if they did it, they didn't do it on the page. And I need to address that somewhere. But it's coming along nicely. It's definitely being built. It's not like it's growing. But I think the same is true of Zyphirius Info Ravenwood. Ravenwood was much more built than grown, and while I had an idea of where the story was going, a lot of it sort of happened and unfolded, just as the Zyphirias call the tail end of it unfolded. I need to add some material, particularly in this transitional phase where they're going from the new words to the old words, and I'm trying to merge them together. Going along nicely. I'm very pleased with the way that it's unfolding. If I can get another 10, 15,000 words melded in today, that would be great. The original file has about 75,000 words in it, but a lot of it is a false start from a false ending. Then I really can't count it. So it's going to be interesting to see where, because I know where the old file ends, and we aren't even close to it yet. But this book should come in between 80 and 100,000 words, I think, without a whole lot of difficulty, just because I've got so much more stuff that I have to add into it. And I already started with 30,000 more than was in the original file, so 30,000 more to add to the original file. The other problem that I'm going to face is that starting tomorrow I'm supposed to teach. Now, I spent some time this morning finishing up the website and sending a stern warning to the person who has the incomplete. So we'll see. We'll see how this works. That'll be the last course I teach, at least for the foreseeable future. I'm certainly not going to take on another regular semester course. That's just too much work for too little income over much too long a period of time. Yeah, it's gonna be another hot day. Sun's already feeling warm on my skin. I'm on the north walk. I've finished my long eastern walk, turned north. A lot of birds this morning. Very definitely seeing a plume of smoke still to the north. There's occasionally a gray cloud that hugs the horizon to the north, but this isn't it. The gray cloud actually, it's actually more brown than gray, and it comes from a variety of sources. This is definitely a gray plume. So the fire's still burning. I heard that some of the people have been able to go home down in Colorado Springs. That fire is getting under control. I think the weather did as much to help that as anything by blowing the fire back onto itself and leaving it with no more fuel to burn. But they lost almost 400 homes. That's quite a lot of property loss. Not going to be easy to recover from that one. What a gorgeous day. I'm ready for my breakfast, I'll tell you that. Ready for my coffee. I think I might go with the raisin toast again today. That was pretty tasty. Stuck with me for a while. And it's not the sugary cereal that I normally have, so yeah, good on it. All right, with that, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And I'll talk to you then.